B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A Texas man has been arrested by police after they discovered the skeletal remains of a person suspected to be his son being kept in the man's kitchen.
Oh, man.
Police arrived at the home of David McMichael on Tuesday as they received a call to perform a welfare check on a man that was residing there. He's 67 years old, by the way, so his son would have been an adult. When Mr. McMichael answered the door, the officers asked the man if he knew why they were there. The 67-year-old then replied, according to police, that Mr. McMichael advised him it was because he had a body in his kitchen. The man, police said later, explained the body was allegedly his son, who had died in May of 2018, nearly 4 years earlier.
How did he die?
I don't know that yet. So the police have not confirmed if the human remains found in McMichael's kitchen are, in fact, his son Jason's. But the body has since been taken to the Southwestern Institute for Forensic Sciences in Dallas for autopsy and further identification.
Well, I got a couple of bodies in here. Let me see if we can find the one you're looking for.
The 67-year-old Texas man was charged with abuse of a corpse so far, so we don't know if there's going to be any more, like if he killed him or whatever, or one of these people that has a family member die and they just leave him there, you know?
Attic or basement?
Yeah.
Not in the kitchen.
Not in the kitchen.
Where you eat. Where my children play with their toys.
Yeah. A federal court jury in Vermont on Wednesday awarded a Florida woman $5.25 million from a doctor who used his own sperm to impregnate her during an artificial insemination procedure in 1977.
Bad cricket.
The federal court began deliberating on Tuesday and returned the verdict on Wednesday. The jury awarded plaintiff Cheryl Rousseau $250,000 in compensatory damages and $5 million in punitive damages from Dr. John Coates. The jury, through its punitive damages verdict, sent a message to any physician who might think about lying to their patients or using their own semen to inseminate their patients, according to the woman's lawyer.
Now, if the doctor looks like Henry Cavill, probably not a big deal.
Yeah, maybe it's different in that case. But such behavior, they said, will have serious consequences. Last month, the Vermont Medical Practice Board permanently revoked Coates' medical license. Coates, who practiced obstetrics and gynecology in the central Vermont area in the 1970s, is now retired. But last year, a Colorado woman also sued Coates, accusing him of using his own genetic material when he artificially inseminated her in 1978 at what was then Central Vermont Hospital.
So how many of these stories have we heard? There have been a fair amount. Isn't there some sort of vetting procedure? Maybe like, you know, you do a second verification on some apps. There needs to be some sort of verification that you're getting what you want in, you know, put into your body.
Well, keep in mind, these particular ones were in the 1970s.
Well, this is artificial insemination, so that wouldn't be... Yeah, okay, yeah. I got it.
So the remains pending in U.S. District Court in Vermont, or that case remains pending. The original complaint says that Coates agreed to inseminate Cheryl Rousseau with donor material from an unnamed medical student who resembled Rousseau's husband and had characteristics that she required. So they specifically...
Right. And so, but as you point out, this was years ago this happened.
Yeah, so yeah. And it's... You love how they found out about it. Rousseau had wanted a child with her husband, but he had a vasectomy and could not be reversed at that point. Coates has performed the artificial insemination but inserted his own genetic material. Now, the Rousseau lawsuit says that they discovered what happened when their now-grown daughter sought information about her biological father through DNA testing.
Uh-huh.
And that's how they found out it was him.
Oh, you know what? So that's probably with all the 23andMe and Ancestry.com. If you're going to start uncovering these cases, that's going to be one way to do it.
Absolutely. Yep. A Michigan man who spent almost 5 years in custody is suing Hertz, the rental car company.
Yeah.
For failing to provide, in a well-timed method, a receipt that might have proved his innocence earlier than he was convicted of a homicide.
They were sitting on evidence?
Yeah. The proof from the automotive rental firm was lastly obtained in 2018, resulting in Herbert Alford's exoneration in Ingham County, final 12 months, it says here. Alford filed a lawsuit in opposition to Hertz on Tuesday, though the case will probably be slowed by the corporate chapter reorganization. He's searching for monetary compensation. Alford was convicted of second-degree homicide in 2016 within the capturing loss of life of Michael Adams. The Hertz receipt confirmed Alford was renting an automotive at a Lansing area airport across the time that Adams was shot. He was killed in Lansing, in a Lansing neighborhood 20 minutes away from the airport.
This wouldn't happen if he rented from Avis because they try harder.
Prosecutors stated that Alford's cell phone data confirmed he was driving to the airport within the moments after the capturing. However, that proof was by no means launched within the case. So I don't know why they were hanging on this to this simple receipt.
Yeah, I can't.
But apparently they didn't do it. And so now he's going to sue because he would have been out of jail much sooner.
Who would have maliciously have done that? I can't imagine.
Yeah. Well, Steve, I mean, OJ used to be the spokesman.
Over Hertz. That's right. And if anybody is an expert at hiding evidence. Yeah, they were in a pair of Bruno Mali shoes.
All right, and then finally, Chicago police late Tuesday were investigating how a drunken man managed to hop a wire fence at Midway International Airport and try to stop a private jet from taking off by actually jumping onto the aircraft.
Holy!
The man managed to scale the barbed wire fence that blocks off Midway Airport. The fence is about 10 to 12 feet high.
Are you going to Barbados by any chance?
The man got onto the tarmac, and police said that it looked like he had left his shirt, shoes, and even pants behind.
How is this plane hitchhiking?
Police said it was around 4:45 p.m. when the man jumped the fence. He tried to stop the plane from taking off, but then he took off his clothes.
That'll do it.
A pilot is heard saying over the air traffic control scanner, "This guy is stripping butt naked right now." The man had no shirt or shoes on. His jacket was left blowing in the wind on the barbed wire fence. Police said the man appeared to be intoxicated as he started walking toward the small private jet. And on the air traffic control scanner, you can hear the pilot, who had just been cleared for takeoff, react as the suspect tried climbing onto the wing of the plane. He said, "He's right here. He's at the front of the jet, and he's trying to get in. Our door is open here."
What's worse, I can see his penis.
Later, the pilot said police had the suspect on the ground as he was giving them a fit. The plane was eventually allowed to take off. Chicago police said the suspect was quickly apprehended. He was taken to Loyola Medicine Hospital.
Man was never meant to fly.
For a mental evaluation, and charges are now pending for the man.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Just when you thought Florida's housing market couldn't get any scarier, a worker putting the finishing touches on a new Fort Myers area home this month discovered a gigantic 12-foot alligator loitering in the master bedroom. A window blind installer spotted the reptile and hastily called professional trappers to remove it.
What's your name?
Vincent. Was waiting in the bedroom for him, just for that perfect opportunity.
I love Egyptian sheets. I don't know the thread count, but it feels so good. Why don't you come in here with me?
A window blind installer spotted the reptile and hastily called the professionals, and video taken of the residents in Babcock Ranch, where houses fetch upwards of $1.5 million apiece.
How about I do the death roll on your junk?
Show two men straining to yank the gator out of the home with a rope. He's a big one, too. Nick's pulling up the video.
Steve, he's doing the death roll when they rope him up, and he's flipping over like crazy.
The alligator was likely looking for some indoor warmth during a stretch of cold weather and became trapped in the house.
Wow.
The reptile made sure to sample every nook and cranny in the home before settling in the master bedroom.
Smart move.
A Harrisburg man who arrived at Washington Dulles International Airport from Dubai with counterfeit designer brand watches, purses, and sunglasses probably wishes he could turn back time. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers seized 18 counterfeit designer brand wristwatches at Dulles, valued at about $250,000 if they were indeed authentic.
Oh, right.
So during a baggage examination, officers inspected a plastic bag from inside the suitcase and discovered watches and Louis Vuitton handbag, Ray-Bans, and Ray-Ban sunglasses. The watches bore the names of 10 designer brands, including Patek Philippe, I guess is how you say that. Yep. I don't know. Audemars Piguet and Cartier and Rolex.
Interesting. So I wonder what the actual value of these things is.
Probably nothing, yeah, man. Yeah. So officers suspected the products were fake and detained them for investigation. So they feel he was going to go and sell them,
right,
obviously.
Possibly get close to that amount that you originally mentioned.
And they confirmed the products violated intellectual property rights, and officers seized the products. Specialists appraised the counterfeit watches, the purse, the sunglasses of more than $250,000. Although products were all of the products were manufactured in China and shipped to a vendor in Pakistan where the traveler purchased them. Counterfeit consumer goods violate U.S. intellectual property laws. The man has not been charged as of yet. This is terrible to hear. A woman died last week after she appeared to fall into rapids during a river trip at the Grand Canyon, Casey. This is like right out of your book.
Is she not wearing a vest?
Because you did this. I'm not sure. It's unclear whether she was.
Because the rapids don't have hydraulics, so just naturally they don't suck you under. They just kind of wash you out.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So you don't get that pull-down effect that you get in some other rivers?
That's what I was told.
Huh. Mary Kelly of Steamboat Springs, Colorado, was on a private boating trip on Thursday when she fell into the water near Hance Rapid on the Colorado River. Others on the boat pulled her out of the water to begin CPR. It's unclear if she was wearing a life vest. She was on the ninth day of what the Park Service described as a non-commercial boating trip. Huh. An official cause of death was not given. So that's terrible. I mean, sometimes that stuff seems, it looks like it's not dangerous, but apparently it is. I always find it hard to believe when people drown in a river or get sucked under in, like, the Delaware, because it just looks...
It looks very benign.
It looks benign, but there's apparently currents that can pull you under, and it's terrible.
It can be deadly, and often is.
All right, I have some happier stories.
Please.
When a North Carolina nurse drove to the lottery headquarters in Raleigh to cash her lottery ticket, she had no idea that she was transporting a precious cargo. The $2 ticket carried by Nikita Adgen ended up being worth $113,000. Now, she thought it was going to be a lot less than that. So she bought her 10 times cash ticket from the Food Lion. The clerk said that she needed to visit the headquarters in Raleigh about 40 miles away. From where she had lived. She thought that the cash prize was $600.
I'm thinking of the scene in the jerk, Preston.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he thought he had like $150.
Right, yeah.
You know, it was like over $1 million. So anyhow, she's taking this 40-mile drive to get her $600, which is a nice chunk of change.
Worth the drive.
And she arrived at the headquarters. She found out she won the jackpot. She said, "My heart stopped. I am so grateful." So it was a $113,000 jackpot. Sure. Pretty cool. Yeah. Here's another one. A lottery ticket worth $3 million was recently purchased at Rancocas Wine and Spirit in Mount Holly. But it wasn't the first time the man who bought the ticket that day had won. The man, whose identity has not been released, started the day with a $50 scratch-off win while he was buying his morning cup of coffee. He decided to buy one more, and that ticket netted him another $100. Uh-huh. Later that day, he drove by the liquor store, and he said, why not? I'm on a lucky streak. And he bought the $3 million Ultimate Riches ticket.
Eventually, he was eaten by an alligator in his bedroom.
Unbelievable.
That's fantastic.
He'd had his fill of slowly scratching and uncovered numbers for the day and just opted to scratch the barcode on the ticket and scan it. The machine told him to see the clerk.
Yeah.
And the man was overjoyed to see what he initially thought was a $300,000 prize.
Oh, my God.
And it wasn't until a moment later he realized he had actually won 10 times that amount. That is pretty awesome. And that will end our Bizarre File for today.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.